This is episode 3 of the H2H Sales Automation Podcast on Inbound 2022.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Hello everyone and welcome to our next episode on H2H Sales Automation, not B2B, but human-to-human approach for your sales and marketing. My name is Bart and I invite guests for a short 20 minutes interview to inspire you and improve your H2H approach in sales. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Anna Drogon, HubSpot marketing coach. Anna works with our team at Automate Now and is expert on inbound marketing. Together with Anna, we have attended our first ever inbound event in Boston and we'll share what we have learned. Welcome to our podcast, Anna.
Hi, Bart. Good to be here. Hi, everyone.
First of all, we went to HubSpot event in Boston in America. And what is interesting, how they call your name? Can you spell that?
That was a funny couple of episodes. So my name is Anna. However, I had to introduce myself as Anna. And no one could recognize Anna. It was quite funny.
It was fantastic, yeah, to see a little bit of changes, how the people, you know, doing networking and how they actually working and how they behaving at the event. So Anna, in about 2022, we spent nearly a week there. What is your take? What was your experience of in about 2022?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, from like a practical / organizational point of view, that was a conference so well prepared. And they looked after us and they organized so many like teeny tiny small details, those delight moments, as the inbound calls it, that makes me remember that day and that event really, really well. That delighted me in so many ways, like even the booth with photographs or making sure there's tea and coffee for everyone in every single corner over there. It was very well organized.
It's actually delightment. This is the part of the event that they did mention a couple of times to delight the customer. But my experience of inbound, it was pretty much the same. I didn't know what to expect. Same as you, we just went with a full, with a blank page just to actually take this, all the inspiration and maybe, yeah, and use this inspiration for our clients. And main theme of the HubSpot inbound in 2022 was no customer management, but customer connection. And that is interesting. So one of the stats that we've been given was that 65% of Google searches ended without a click and 40% fewer responses to sales emails. Basically, we are all connected via Zooms, via online means of contacts, but we are as a people are really disconnected. So what's your take on this, Anna? Customer connections, how would you help our audience to understand what customer connection means?
Well, so many things to talk about here on this topic. First, we have to remember we are humans. We are humans. We are people. We have emotions. We have a bad day. We have a good day. We have family trouble. We have kids at school. There's so many things happening in the background that shape the way we interact with our work life, with our work colleagues, with our advertising and marketing that's coming our way. So I have to be mindful of that, which sort of leads me to say, please don't do mass everything, mass emails, mass text messages, mass the same. It's a good place to think about like targeting, tailoring, personalization, making sure that whatever you serve as marketing is received as if it was an actual human touch and human connection.
Is that nearly the same concept of actually connecting via context, building that context really, instead of sending blast email? And what's your take on this? So it's a human approach, really. So what could be the practical tip how we can actually be more humans with connections, with marketing, with any ideas on how we can approach the human way of doing marketing to connect with the business?
Well, I guess my first thought was really, really boring, which is data and collecting data in a way that the more you know about people you speak to, the better you can segment them, which means you can actually have properly tailored messages. So that's for me quite important.
Fantastic. The more you know about your customers, the better you can tailor your messages. And here we comes with obviously systems. We use HubSpot, but whatever system do you use, I think one of the great idea is to think what data do you need. maybe one single data from your clients, from your contact, in order to be more human. It could be as simply as information about the preferences of, you know, contacts. Maybe they prefer, I don't know, text messages, WhatsApp, or maybe something that is for them. That is the human way, collecting data like the birthday dates, like the information about the specific business or the problems might help to actually drive that conversation. Thank you, Anna, for sharing. And anything else?
Yeah, totally. I mean, like even small things like hobbies or what you've done recently, where did you go for holiday? I know this is a small talk and it's difficult to keep track of that, but actually if you do, then every single time you have another meeting or a call with that person, there is a starting topic for a conversation, which is amazing. And another thing you just mentioned about mail and text message, etc. The CEO lady from HubSpot who was doing the opening, she mentioned that maybe email is not the key thing. Maybe let's try other means, other channels, like even a text message. So that's something definitely we will be exploring for our clients over the next few months.
This is a very interesting point. Like most of the marketers are focusing on email marketing. That's pretty like go-to tool. What you do? Yes, I do social media, and then parallelly you do email marketing. But yes, it's very interesting. HubSpot actually saying is that, you know, email marketing in some cases might work, but we need to build the context. But yeah, maybe some people prefer to contact via Slack. Maybe they need to. I know Teams. They have. They like to WhatsApp. There is so many ways and channel. And I think we can. What you're saying, Anna, we need to recognize that some people prefer the other channels, and we need to adjust as a business, isn't it?
One thing that one of the guys on the stage said was to optimize for customer connection. I love that.
So I love it. Optimize customer connections. Fantastic. So.
And also, yeah, the best one was like, we are coming into the age of the connected customers.
Age of connected customers. And what one other data that is coming to my mind, I do remember that at some session, it was that on average in the US, the company is using 242 SaaS apps like Gmail, like HubSpot, like email marketing, like Slack, and so on. 242. So I think the whole idea is just we are overwhelmed with like the kind of digital hectic, and you're kind of zoomed by using too many apps that are not working to each other. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more, Anna. What session have you attended, and maybe what was the inbound? So how if someone would like to come to the inbound next year, what they can expect? How the inbound is built?
It's a monstrous, ginormous agenda, and it was so packed with so much useful content. One of their really, really interesting ones was the pool guy. We all know the pool guy. So it's 2008, the markets are crashing, no one's doing business, all the businesses are falling, people don't have money. And yet the pool guy managed to increase his business and sales so much more selling pools, which is like a luxury item, especially in the moment of crisis. But what he did, how he adapted, how he changed the strategy, how he kept his customers informed, how he was very personal, and his approach, that was very, very impressive. So he was one of the most interesting people that I heard at Inbound. Another one was the lady from LinkedIn, where she obviously based all she said on all the research they do among the users of LinkedIn. But she said that especially during the pandemic, so much more content was produced, like enormous amounts of content. And all the key people were saying that there's too much content. Most of that is really not good quality. And whenever they start reading something, within a few seconds, if you don't catch their attention, they will just drop that content and move on. And also she said that what they are actually looking for is something that is provocative, something that will challenge their current thinking. So they have to adapt, pivot, change, do something with the business, about the way they manage their teams, about the way they lead their businesses.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anna, for sharing. It's interesting that the way the inbound approached the content is they invited loads of people to share their stories. And the stories are great, inspirational. There is no really selling. It's more kind of solution to the problems. My take on HubSpot and the inbound was actually the first speech that the CEO of HubSpot did at the very beginning. She said very emotionally about combining the life and balancing the CEO life and her own life. She mentioned about her dad being, you know, passed away last year. She was appointed as a CEO of the business and loads of pressure around her, obviously, including kids and so on. And this is, I think I want to reflect on the emotions and background. We're all in a kind of position that we, most of the growing businesses, they are, you know, we are all working like remotely and at homes, and our lives are being affected by, you know, suddenly someone is coming, like our kids, and we are kind of, we don't have a proper difference between, yes, 9-5 job is probably won't work anymore. So this is a little bit of kind of mental health thing that was actually part of the discussion, that we need to actually think about this and the way that we speak with our businesses as we want to actually pitch for, to make sure that we actually have this context, because we all have the same issues with the mental health, with, you know, how we manage virtual conversations with our employees, and that will be reflected on the way we pitch also with the business. So fantastic. So one thing that I want to, so in terms of HubSpot and its products, anything that you can you notice that in what way HubSpot will develop their CRM product in, you know, in 2022 and 2023 and beyond?
Well, the most awesome bit was it's a teeny tiny function, but it changes the way you operate HubSpot. Like on a daily basis, is the ability to edit in the index pages that Kyle was just presenting a couple of days ago. That was huge, because that will definitely speed up everything you do in the system on your daily basis when you do, whether sales, admin, or marketing, or operations. But also there was a bit about campaigns, how they're going to be improved, and how much more insights you can get and just see the bigger picture really, really well. That was quite good for me from the marketing point of view.
Yes, campaigns are really big. If you never use campaigns, go for it. Try to attach all your marketing assets in one place, and you'll suddenly see what and how many people are influencing and how many leads you have creating. Fantastic, and that will be even more advanced. My take up on this is data quality. So HubSpot is investing in massively in data. You already did mention, Anna, about the inline editing, it's called, I think, within the, you know, contact or company view. But on top of this data quality, so if everyone is using different formats now, phones, mobile phones, then capital names and so on. So the HubSpot invested massively to clean the data, to make sure that that data is great, and it's the person. So it's usually, the problem is that we have a 2, 3, 4, 5 same people with different email addresses. HubSpot is investing to combine this to get the data the right way. And the second thing, I think, is a payments. I think is a huge one. It's nothing new with payments. Quite a lot of other CRMs, they have a payment system. But what is new with HubSpot is that that payment will become massive driver for automation and especially subscription within the B2B industry. Payments are not yet available in the UK or only in the US, but it will be rolled soon. And that also will include invoicing. So management of everything in one place, not only customer management, but also the finance bit. So this is what I took on. There was quite a lot of talks about the community bit, so building the community. Any thoughts on that bit?
Well, community, so, so important. You can have the best software, you can have the best team, you can have the best sales strategy, and you can find some customers, you can even learn how to do the networking, and like you use all the Google ads and Facebook ads and whatever ads, but then if this is all so mechanical and stripped of any emotions and feelings, then how can you connect with anyone? That's why I do believe, and I do totally agree, so important to have a community where people think like you, they have the same problems, the same questions, they have the same challenges, they want to develop, they want to grow, and then they can learn from each other and support each other.
Yes, I 100% agree. I think yes, we all need a community and to grow ourselves, our business. And one of the idea that came to our develop our community, HubSpotiers community, is to talk to our clients or your clients rather and build that community, so help them, you know, to connect, and that could even create the possibility of even, you know, referrals because we help them. So it's just what HubSpot is also saying is to go beyond just the sell bit. It's delight by creating the community, even tiny, small communities, 40, 50 people, 100 people. Doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be a massive group of Facebook with thousands of people who are doing something. It could be some kind of, you know, very specific community that you actually work with and providing them with a value. And one of the options that HubSpot announced, it was a community that they create, connect.com, I believe that is the website. They will be connecting different ecosystems, I believe the solution partners, freelancers, developers, and all other people within the community.
Yeah, that sounds great. And just maybe one more thing I wanted to add about community is that it's why is it better than focusing just on sales? It's like when you go into a community, into a group with the genuine feeling and the need and the want to help people, that's what you focus on, and that will always bring good results to you.
Focusing on people. Yeah, fantastic. And final bit, we have just about a few minutes to, you know, to keep our timing right. Account-based management, account-based experience, new topic to everyone, including us, something that we are just trying to recognize how to use this this idea of, you know, getting and generating the business. What's your thought? What have you heard during the inbound about the ABM? What do you think that, you know, how the ABM could work in the business?
To me, it's like a building a Lego version of your potential client, because you really want to understand what they do, for whom, who works for them, who is your friend in their business, who is someone you really need to make sure they're impressed and happy, and that will definitely be difficult, for example. And it helps also plan your own business, because when you know exactly who you're targeting, then it's so much easier to adjust what you do, how you do, when you do it.
I completely agree. I would probably add one more thing is to map the relationship within the business that you want to target, especially if your business and whatever you're selling, the deal amount is huge, so it's not easy to sell one off. You need to build that relationship and map that relationship. Someone who is more kind of influencing the process, who is a more kind of budget holder, and maybe someone else who is actually just started position in a business and they can promoter, because, you know, your solution is cool and probably it will help them. So it's probably mapping this the solution. And I also heard about important aspects of building ideal client profile for ABM. And I know, Anna, you love the ideal customer profile. But a little bit on that. So what, in essence, what ideal customer should look like?
Definitely, it's not a one-off. So you do a session, you talk about who it is, you define it, then time passes, and then you have to adjust it a little bit to what you're serving, what do they actually need, how they need to change. It just should be a pleasure to work with them, and it should not be a huge, huge, difficult thing to gain your ideal client.
Fantastic. Yes.
Because if it is, then probably you definitely need to adjust who you're trying to sell to if it's just too much trouble.
I probably like the idea also. We've done a number of exercises even for ourselves just to give the name of your ideal clients. Like, I don't know, Funny Brian, for example, or I don't know, Workaholic Emma. It's something that will be, okay, I know that person is my ideal one in ideal world. Am I right?
Totally. It's easier to relate to them and just sort of think like them.
Fantastic. Thank you. Listen, thank you very much, Anna, for joining me. And we've covered quite a lot of things. So Inbound is interesting, is huge event, as Anna mentioned. It's difficult to find the different sessions. It's just, I think, 50, 60 sessions happen at the same time. But we found this very interesting because we can see all different ecosystem in one place and inspirations what and how we can improve. We touched a little bit more about the humans, emotions, about not sending mass mails. Instead of mass mails, just trying to find the best data, the best channels for the business. And also just try to collect the data, one single data for your customer to be more personalized with your marketing message. Anna, thank you very much. And thank you very much, our listeners, to listen to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Bart. See you at the next one.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.